before you go from one horse to a dozen?
Oh, if my husband has any say in that, it probably won't ever happen.
Well, but again, congratulations on the purchase of the Gypsy Vanner. The Gypsy Vanner, they I guess, are more popular now than years back, but I guess maybe about 10 years ago is the first time I ever remember hearing about the Gypsy Vanner, and they are kind of a part of the draft horse family, so to speak. But they you know, are not very tall, but just some of the most friendly horses and beautiful horses with the long mane and things like that. Does your horse have a very long mane, Michelle?
Oh, her mane goes lower than her shoulder. And, you know, like you said, Gypsy Vanner hasn't been in the United States. They first were imported in 1996.
Oh, really?
They've only been in the United States for about 24 years.
Right.
I just did my math right.
There you go. Where did the breed originate at?
Well, they originated over in Europe, and when they were first developed, the gypsies in Europe, they crossed Shires, Clydesdales, Frisians, and Dales ponies to make the perfect family horse that could also pull their caravan, so their home. And so that's why Gypsy Vanners are so well mannered. They have great temperaments because they were bred to be family horses, and they're big and stocky, but they're not very tall. So to me, it's just you got the best of both worlds.
The perfect horse.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. You know, with the weather as nice as it is, Michelle, too bad that the, you know, North Carolina State Fair did not happen with COVID-19. Although the horse shows have been going on over there, but they have not allowed spectators to attend. And a matter of fact, I'm going over there this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon to a couple events that I'm going to be doing some announcing at. But I've been noticing some postings on social media, and they've had a good amount of participants over there. But again, congratulations, and I sure hope that you will really enjoy your time and look back on this, you know, purchase years to come and say, you know, this is one of the best things I've ever done in my life other than marrying my husband.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Well, look, kind of getting to the business at hand. I guess it was about a week ago today that the 4-H, some of the people from here in Person County participated in the poultry show. Is that right?
Yes, we had, we had 9, 10. Oh, I can't remember. But we had several youth from Person County participate, and they all did so well, and I'm all so proud of them. A lot of them, some of them, it was their very first time, and I had two young ladies bring home third place ribbons, and the rest didn't place any lower than fifth. And so there were probably 9 to 10 turkeys in each of their classes. But we're really proud of them. And, you know, that project is a really cool project because it starts in March when the parent signs up their child. And it's only about $15, and you'll receive 3 turkeys from NC State's poultry program. And then in June, I typically offer to go myself. I'll go pick up all of the poults, which is baby turkey, and I'll bring them home back to Person County to distribute to the families that signed up to participate. And then from June through October, that 4-H'er is responsible for raising their animals. And then come showtime, the participant picks their best turkey, and you want to pick your heaviest turkey, your biggest turkey because, you know, heavier means more meat. And then show day comes and they go and show their turkeys and they have a great time. And it's really funny to see these little clover bud kids, which are ages 5 to 7, carrying around a 30-pound turkey because they probably weigh about as much as they do. And it's real cute watching these little kids walk around carrying these big old turkeys and the smiles on their faces as they're having fun. And I hope next year things can go back to normal so that we can, you know, I can go and spectate. This year I had to watch it via live stream, but that's okay. I still got to watch it. But a really cool experience for the kids, and we're really proud of all our kids that participated. And I hope next year I have even more kids do it, and we get even more ribbons and recognition from Berkeley County.
Well, now, Michelle, where was the actual show held at?
The show was at the State Fairgrounds. You know, the State Fair still had their youth shows this year, but they have
the
a lot
livestock
of
shows and everything. Yes, okay.
Yep. So the turkey show took place in the Dorton Arena?
Well, now that you said Dorton Arena, I'm looking at some of the pictures that you had posted last week, and mm-hmm. I did not recognize the arena, but now when you just said Dorton Arena, that brings it all around to me. But, yes, by all means, you know, the State Fair brings a lot of wonderful things. You know, rides, you know, the fair foods, things like that. But, you know, county fairs and the state fairs are built on agricultural. Agriculture is what drives it because you have the livestock shows, you know, the horse shows, just all the different things. And, you know, and that's why it's called a fair and not a carnival. And the reason that I say that, you know, it has something there, you know, for all ages. And, you know, just to go to the fair and visit, you know, the exhibits, check out the exhibit hall, you know, all the fruits and vegetables and all of the baking competitions and all of those things that take place. And, you know, I know that a lot of people were saddened to hear that the state fair was canceled. But, you know, that was probably the best decision that could be made with this COVID-19 going on. But I am glad that they was able to have the livestock shows. And I know that it was, you know, as far as the cattle shows and things like that, all that has been going on, but, you know, just not really open to spectators and things. But congratulations to all the participants and winners that took care of bringing home, you know, a placing in the show. And you're exactly right, Michelle. You know, a young child toting around a big turkey, that's a sight to see. But anytime you have a youth that's in the show pen with that animal that they have been looking after and raising, you know, it doesn't always go as planned sometimes, but it will definitely put a smile on your face.
Absolutely.
Now, these turkeys that were, you know, judged and things like that, do they have per se an auction afterwards, or Do the participants get to bring their turkeys back home and keep them, or what is the fate of the turkey after the show?
Well, the turkey that the youth participant takes to the state fair does get sold in an auction. Typically, the grand and reserve champion turkeys go up for the big auction. And that money is raised. I believe it goes back to the youth participant, but I'm not 100% certain because I don't know my ins and outs of that part. But if you remember, I said the youth participant gets 3 turkeys in total, and they only have to take 1 to the state fair. So the two that they don't take, they get to keep and do with them as they please. I have some families that go on and complete the process and harvest their turkeys. And then I also have some families that keep their turkeys. If it's a hen, they'll keep that turkey for egg production, and they will sell the turkey eggs that they get from their turkey hens. So it's
a win-win situation for everyone that's involved with it. Now, for those of you folks that are listening that is thinking, say, well, you know, that may be a good thing for my child or my grandchild next year, just feel free to contact Michelle Vines by calling 336-599-1195. And hopefully, you know, next year things will open up a little bit to where we all can get out and start doing more. And although I will say this, 4-H and so many other organizations and just everyday businesses has came up with some really good ways to be able to continue business as usual or as close to usual as possible. But again, if you have someone that is interested in becoming a member of 4-H, if they are between the age of 5 and 17 or 18 years old, 4-H has something to offer. 336-599-1195 is your phone number. That'll put you in touch with Michelle Vines at Person County 4-H agent. Anyway, Michelle, I noticed on the Person County 4-H Facebook page that the 20th was the deadline to turn in the pumpkin carving and decorating and story contest. Now, were the pumpkins actually turned in, or could they be turned in by way of a video presentation?
Well, Rob, unfortunately, that contest, no one submitted anything to me, so I didn't.
Oh, really? So you didn't have any participants in that?
I did not.
I was just looking at it here, and that seems like it would have been a fun event, you know, for the children to get involved with, you know, being right here at Halloween. And, you know, Halloween will be 1 week from tomorrow. Time is marching on. But go ahead. What was you going to say, Michelle?
I was going to say, before you know, it's going to be Christmas.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. And you all, again this year, meaning Person County 4-H, is going to be doing the wreath and garland sale. That's been going on a great number of years. It's always a wonderful fundraiser. And the wreaths and garland actually come out of Sparta, North Carolina. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. All the wreaths and garland, all the greenery comes from a farm in Sparta. And everything is just absolutely beautiful. I couldn't say enough good things about the quality of the products, and I'm not just saying that as someone that's trying to sell you on it, because I buy it myself for my own home, and that says something.
Well, it's several different choices of the wreaths. You can get the Fraser fir wreath, the boxwood wreath, also the square Fraser wreath, and then the other one is it like a mixed wreath with the white pine and Fraser fir, Michelle?
Yes.
Now,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, these wreaths, when you order them, they it's just the greenery, and then you can take the actual wreath and decorate it the way that you want to decorate it. And it's something that you could decorate up for Christmas. And then right after Christmas is over, you could, you know, pull those decorations off and put something else on it and enjoy it on into the new year. But also, you all will be selling the White Pine Garland. And just log on to the Person County 4-H Facebook page. And this year, y'all have added some new items, haven't you, Michelle?
Yeah, I went ahead and added some more options for customers to pick from. I added that Christmas star and the kissing ball. I also added a peace sign. The Christmas star, I've offered it ever since I started doing this 3 years ago myself. And I've always gotten so many compliments about the Christmas star from the customers that do buy it. They absolutely love it. I think it's absolutely beautiful. If I had somewhere to hang it up, I would, but it's rather large. Miss Kim, our livestock agent, she gets one every year, and she hangs it up on her barn.
It's a 27-inch.
It's rather big.
And then we don't want people to think that we're trying to forget all about Thanksgiving and move on to Christmas and all that. It's not at all that. But
that's right.
The deadline to order is November the 9th, and the greenery will be available for pickup closer to Christmas. And that will actually be November the 25th, and that will be on Wednesday before Thanksgiving on the 26th, correct?
Yeah.
And really and truly, these wreaths and crosses and everything is just beautiful. They sure are. And Michelle, these have to be paid for in advance, correct?
Yes, they must be paid for when you order them.
Now, you all accept checks and cash, correct?
Yes, we accept checks made out to Person County, and we ask that if you bring us cash, that you bring us exact change, because we don't always have the right amount of change to give back.
Well, now, something else, if you do know someone that is involved in Person County 4-H, you can contact them about purchasing, and that way, if they sell it to you, they get a little bit of money out of it, not necessarily cash, but they can get some clover cash that they can use it in many other ways. And even if you do not know a, you know, 4-H'er, you can just contact them there at the Extension Service Office here in Roxboro, 336-599-1195, and you can place your order. And anyway, it's just a really neat fundraiser for, you know, the Christmas season, and just the fragrance of these wreaths just add to the season for sure. Now, Michelle, people, they could call you at 336-599-1195, and you could email them some information if they're not on Facebook, or if they wanted to drop by the office. Would that be permissible for them to drop by and pick up an order form?
Yes, you can. Our county office building is open. Of course, like every other public building, we do ask that you wear a mask when you come in. But our office building is open, and you would be able to place an order with us. Or you can email me, and I will email you the forms, and all you'll have to do is just send it back to me in the mail.
And again, the deadline to place your order, and orders must be paid for by November the 9th. They need to be placed and paid for by, again, November the 9th. And that way, when the Wednesday before Thanksgiving gets here, you can go and pick up your wreath and garland. And a lot of people traditionally start decorating for Christmas right after Thanksgiving. Now, some people start ahead of time. But anyway, it may be the, I guess, more or less people always enjoy riding around looking at Christmas decorations. And, you know, if we are still dealing with this COVID-19 at Christmas time, I expect it'll be a lot of people riding just to look and enjoy the Christmas decorations.
Absolutely.
Now, Michelle, kind of back to the horses a little bit. Did I remember, am I remembering correctly that sometimes back that someone here in the county had started up a 4-H club for people that were interested in horses?
At one time, yes, we did have a horse club. Unfortunately, they disbanded, but that doesn't mean that, you know, another club can't start.
And if you are someone listening that would like to become a 4-H leader or be involved in 4-H, you just have to have a background check done, and the rewards of it can be so great. And Michelle was raised in 4-H, and Michelle gets excited as anybody that I have ever known about 4-H. You know, 4-H has been going on for over 100 years now. Is that correct, Michelle?
Yes, sir.
And
4-H started in 1906. I might be a little off on that, but it started in Ohio.
Wow. And, you know, the four H's stand for, is it heart, head, hands, and health?
Yes, sir. You got it right.
Well, I can't
you
believe
that. You know the 4-H
pledge? I do not.
You don't know the 4-H pledge?
I don't. Well, I sure don't.
Well, if I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Wow, that is wonderful, Michelle. If I'm sure I have heard it, but I certainly did not know that. And I just done a little search right here about 4-H. And anyway, 4-H has had a lot of famous people that has been members of 4-H. And I never realized it until we started. You know, Beth Davis used to be the 4-H agent here in Person County, and Beth was on the program a few times, and I didn't realize that, you know, 4-H was as versatile as it is. And then after Michelle Vaness came on board as a Person County 4-H agent, to have a 4-H club, it does not necessarily have to be associated with ag. It can be pretty much the sky's the limit for, you know, different 4-H groups. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. I like to tell people we're not just cows and cooking anymore. you can do science-based programs. There's civic engagement programs, leadership programs. I mean, we have, honestly, I can tell you, Rob, we have it all. I found a curriculum one day on how to make art out of duct tape. I mean, we literally have it all, Rob. I mean, 4-H is just, we encompass everything. And a lot of people don't realize that, like you said, and because a lot of people think you have to live on a farm to be in 4-H. And that's not what 4-H is anymore. And I'm not saying agriculture is not important, because trust me, Rob, you know that I think agriculture is one of the most important things in this world.
I agree.
But there is more to offer from 4-H than farming. And youth do not have to live on a farm. They don't have to own livestock. They don't even have to have an interest in farming and livestock to be in 4-H.
Well, but you know, one thing that 4-H helps people, or helps the youth to do, it teaches them to interact with people in more or less a different setting than, you know, being in just a class. And one thing about the 4-H clubs, if it's something that you have an interest in, you know, you're going to be happy with that. But making new friends and getting to know new people, it's extremely rewarding. Michelle, now, I know that sometimes back that you all had, was it called a Right on Target 4-H Club?
Youth on Target, yes.
Youth on Target, okay. What are some of the other clubs throughout the county as far as it goes with 4-H is happening now?
So we have a Youth on Target, which is shooting sports where they learn about archery, riflery, and they do shotgun, so they do some skeet shooting. And then I have a sewing club where kids learn the basics of sewing. And I have two community clubs. One is a homeschool club where they focus on community service and they learn about all types of different things. And then I have another community club that's not homeschool, but anybody can join it. And they talk about all different topics. They do community service. I know they talk about horses. They talk about cooking, and they talk about all kinds of stuff. So I've got four clubs right now in Person County.
336-599-1195 will put you in touch with Michelle Van Ness. Also, log on to their Facebook page, which is listed as Person County 4-H. We need to take a break. We need to pay a few bills. We'll be back after these messages. South Boston Memorials, located 1439 Seymour Drive in South Boston, Virginia, has been in business since 1958. The Myers family of South Boston Memorials believe that every life has a story. For four generations, their life work has been to present and preserve that story for our prosperity to hear. Allow South Boston Memorials to tell yours. South Boston Memorials has granite memorials, markers, and mausoleums, over 300 in stock. In-house laser etching is available at South Boston Memorials, and they can also make pet markers. For memorial benches, vases, and monuments, call on South Boston Memorials at 434-572-3859 or visit their website, sobomemorials.com. That's 434-572-3859. South Boston Memorials is located 1439 Seymour Drive in South Boston, Virginia. Like us on Facebook or visit the website, sobomemorials.com.
The leaves are falling. It's October. Fall season is in full swing with warmer days and cooler nights. It's still time to plant your turnip seeds, though, and also your kale, mustard, collards, and broccoli. It's also time to apply Fertilome and high-yield lawn and garden products. It's also time to sow the yard and do fall planting. Where do you go? T.G. Brooks Company. There's no better time of the year to reseed and refeed your lawn. Enrich your yard with nutrients such as lime, fertilizer, grass seed, including the new Top Choice Turf grass seed for greener and plush lawns. Many people have been to T.G. Brooks and picked up or had delivered beautiful mulch, including some of the triple ground mulch. They now have gravel by the scoop or bulk loads, and they have screening available too. It's also time to do some raking and stay ahead of the leaves. Get your lawn rakes and your tools to do the work. Fall and this time of the year is also a good time to check on your stovepipe needs and fitting needs. Also, they have your replacement parts for Taylor wood stoves like blowers, anode rods, rust inhibitor chemicals, and pumps. Next month, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving. Keep in mind, T.G. Brooks will have your Thanksgiving famous T.G. Brooks hams. So plan now to put that on your shopping list for later on. From cast iron cookware to case pocket knives, from grocery needs to radio flyer red wagons, from plumbing supplies to electrical supplies. They have it and plenty of advice. Thank you for your business. Look forward to serving you at T.G. Brooks Company. Phone them at 364-2428.
That's right. Keep in mind, it won't be long before the country hams will be available right there from T.G. Brooks Company. Our guest today is Miss Michelle Van Ness. She is the Person County 4-H agent. Again, if you're interested in placing an order for the Christmas wreaths or garland, just call 336-599-1195. And if you are on Facebook, check out the Person County 4-H page. Anyway, Michelle, as far as 4-H is looking for 2021, anything new on the horizon?
Well, I'm really, fingers crossed, hoping that we'll get to go to 4-H camp in 2021. I really missed that this summer. You know, 4-H camp is probably one of my favorite things I get to do as a 4-H agent, because I get to go spend a week with the kids and watch them learn about different outdoor things and watch them explore. And I really get to see some kids really come out of their shells. You know, I have kids the first day we're going, they're like, man, I don't want to go. I don't want to be here. And they're really upset and they want to go home. And then come, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, right before we're supposed to leave on Thursday for Friday, they get real excited and they're like, man, I don't want to go home. And, you know, they make lifelong friends. And they really come out of their shell, and it's so cool to watch these kids just blossom because of the experiences that they've had in 4-H camp. And so this year, in 2021, we're planning on going back to Millstone, and we're planning to go the first week of August. So I really hope that, you know, it happens. We got an email the other day that the 4-H camp centers are putting in new guidelines to help make sure it's a safe environment for kids. And we're really looking forward to it. And I'm really hoping, you know, that it's able to come to fruition. And because I don't know if I could handle another summer without 4-H camp, Rob. I don't know about that.
I know what you mean. I sure do. And now, throughout the year, 4-H has fundraisers that allows the members of 4-H to raise money that they can put towards them being able to go to the 4-H, you know, camps and things like that. Now, right. I guess it was year before last, Michelle, that you all had, you know, some 4-H workshops that went pretty much throughout the, you know, latter part of the spring on through the summertime. And one of them I remember you all talking about was the Zoo Snooze. And that was where you took a limited number of people or youth members of 4-H to the North Carolina Zoo. And you all spent the night there. And then the next day, is that actually when y'all got to enjoy some of the sights at the zoo?
Yep. So the first night that you're, or the night that you're there at night, the time you're there at night, you do a program with some of the zookeepers. And then of course you stay the night at the zoo. And then the following day is when you get to go and see the zoo and you get to go around and enjoy your day. It's a lot of fun for the kids. And getting to watch the kids see all the animals is really fun. And it's a good time. Can't make any promises that it's going to happen again in 2021, but it might.
Fingers crossed. Well, again, 336-599-1195 will put you in touch with Michelle Van Ness. And if you're by chance, you know, been thinking about what could I do to maybe start up a 4-H group, you don't have to have a lot of members. What is the average number of people that is in a little 4-H club group, Michelle?
Well, to be considered a 4-H group, you have to have 5 youth from 3 different families. And that's the smallest number of participants that you can have to be considered a 4-H club. Now, a 4-H club can be as big as you want it to be. I have some clubs that have 25-plus members, and then I have some that have just the 5, and that's okay. You can be as big or as little as you want. As the volunteer leader, you get to choose that. You can tell me, hey, you know, I really only want 10 kids. And, you know, I have to respect that because when you're by yourself dealing with or working with kids, it's a lot of work. So sometimes I encourage for the bigger clubs to have more than one leader just so there's not just one trained adult. But like I said, to start one, you just have to have 5 kids from 3 different families, and then you can start a 4-H club.
And, you know, the rewards of someone doing that are priceless.
Absolutely.
Hey, we need to get a word on for Iowa Pride Foods, makers of Iowa Pride, premium pimento cheese spread and dip, and we'll be back with more with Michelle Van Ness.
Iowa Pride Foods, makers of Iowa Pride premium pimento cheese spread and dip, is made in Roxboro. Pick up some the next time you're shopping at Hurdle Mills Market and Butcher Shop, North Main IGA, Supply Line Discounts in South Boston, Virginia, Food Lion, or Kenyon's Meat Market in Mebane. You can enjoy Iowa Pride premium pimento cheese spread and dip at Rock City Grill, Cole's Pharmacy, Triss's Espresso, and Clarksville Station. Owl Pride Foods, makers of Owl Pride premium pimento cheese spread and dip, remind you that goodness grows in North Carolina. Try the jalapeno added for extra flavor. That's Owl Pride premium pimento cheese spread and dip.
We do appreciate the support of Owl Pride Foods here on the Gardener's Corner program. Michelle Van Ness is our guest. Michelle, now, back earlier this year, you all had a fundraiser, and you all were selling blueberry plants or bushes or whatever the proper name is for them. Do you foresee doing that again this year, or I should say in 2021?
I think that will be a doable fundraiser. I seem to have I get a lot of business from doing that fundraiser. If you remember, not this year, but the year before, I sold over 300 plants.
Wow.
And this year I sold about 150. So I'm hoping next year maybe we'll get back up to 300. but I can't express enough the gratitude that I have for everybody that orders anything from any of my fundraisers. This money goes to not only help send 4-H'ers to 4-H events, but it also helps youth that aren't in 4-H that want to go to 4-H camp but can't quite afford to go. And so I'm able to help offer full scholarships, and I also offer partial scholarships because 4-H camp alone is about $425, and I think they raised the price, which I understand why they did. But I'm able to offer 4-H camp to families for about $200 per kid. And then, you know, I also will send one or two youth participants for free. I receive grant money to help with that, but that doesn't always cover all the costs. So the extra fundraisers really help in sending kids to 4-H camp. And it also really helps to send kids to events such as 4-H Congress, where teenagers learn leadership skills and they learn about civic engagement and things of that nature. And they also get to meet kids from all across the state. And that's another one of the programs, Rob, where I had a young lady go with me, and she said, "Man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go." And she was adamant about not wanting to go. And by the time, you know, I told them on our way there, I said, "You have to make 2 friends before we leave." And they think I'm crazy, but then they come in the van and we're leaving. They're like, "Man, I made like 5 friends." I'm like, "That's great. That's what this is all about."
And I know that makes you happy.
It does, and it's great to see them, you know, hesitant at first, but then and you're like, all right, it's time to go, it's time to go home. They're like, man, I don't want to. And you're like, well, there's always next year. And they get real excited about coming again next year. So, and I just love that. I love seeing, like I said about camp, I just love seeing that transformation of being real shy when we're heading there. And then by the time we're leaving, they just can't stop talking about how much fun they had and how they can't wait for next year. And I had some young ladies talking about how they're going to start raising money to help pay for them to go next year so they can help their parents pay for them to go. I mean, it just shows, it just goes to show you the responsibility that these kids take and that they know that they have and the leadership that they, the word is escaping my brain right now, but it just, it shows a lot, and it shows a lot about what 4-H can do for kids. And I know I always say that, Rob, but, you know, I would not be the young adult that I am today. I don't know if I'm considered a young adult anymore, but I wouldn't be who I am today.
Yes, you are still considered a young adult. You're a lot younger than I am, and so I would consider you young. I sure would. So, well, look, Michelle, appreciate the job that you're doing again. Place the wreath and garland orders by November the 9th. You have to have them paid for by then. 336-599-1195. We're going to bid our farewell with Michelle for right now, but we're looking forward to having her back on the program soon. I've got a few more bills to take care of. But, Michelle, have a good weekend and good luck with the new horse, and I'm just happy for you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
You take care.
The leaves are falling. It's October. Fall season is in full swing with warmer days and cooler nights. It's still time to plant your turnip seeds, though, and also your kale, mustard, collards, and broccoli. It's also time to apply fertile loam and high-yield lawn and garden products. It's also time to sow the yard and do fall planting. Where do you go? T.G. Brooks Company. There's no better time of the year to reseed and refeed your lawn. Enrich your yard with nutrients such as lime, fertilizer, grass seed, including the new Top Choice Turf grass seed for greener and plush lawns. Many people have been to T.G. Brooks and picked up or had delivered beautiful mulch, including some of the triple ground mulch. They now have gravel by the scoop or bulk loads, and they have screening available too. It's also time to do some raking and stay ahead of the leaves. Get your lawn rakes and your tools to do the work. Fall and this time of the year is also a good time to check on your stovepipe needs and fitting needs. Also, they have your replacement parts for Taylor wood stoves like blowers, anode rods, rust inhibitor chemicals, and pumps. Next month, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving. Keep in mind, T.G. Brooks will have your Thanksgiving famous T.G. Brooks hams. So plan now to put that on your shopping list for later on. From cast iron cookware to case pocket knives, from grocery needs to radio flyer red wagons, from plumbing supplies to electrical supplies, they have it and plenty of advice. Thank you for your business. Look forward to serving you at T.G. Brooks Company. Phone them at 364-2428.
96.7 WKRX.